Kandarasamadbhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text Number 71, Supte Murchopatapeshu Pranayana Vigatata Nehateham Iti Jnanam Mrityu Prajva Rayorapi. When the living entity is in deep sleep, then he faints when there is some great shock on account of severe loss at the time of death, or when the body temperature is very high, the movement of the life air is arrested. At that time, the living entity loses knowledge of identifying the body with the self. When the living entity is in deep sleep, when he faints, when there is some great shock on account of severe loss, at the time of death, or when the body temperature is very high, the movement of the life air is arrested. At that time, the living entity loses knowledge of identifying the body with the self. Purport. Foolish people deny the existence of the soul, but it is a fact. When we sleep, we forget the identity of the material body. And when we awake, we forget the identity of the subtle body. In other words, while sleeping, we forget the activities of the gross body. And when active in the gross body, we forget the activities of the sleeping. Actually, both states, sleeping or waking, are creations of the illusory energy. The living entity actually has no connection with either of the activities of sleep or activities of the so-called vacant state. When a person is in deep sleep and he has fainted, he forgets his gross body. Similarly, under the chloroform or some other anesthetic, the living entity forgets his gross body and does not feel pain or pleasure during a surgical operation. Similarly, when a man is suddenly shocked by great loss, he forgets his identification with the gross body. At the time of death, when the temperature of the body rises to 107 degrees, the living entity falls into a coma and is unable to identify his gross body. In such cases, the life air that moves within the body is choked up, and the living entity forgets identification with the gross body. Because of our ignorance of the spiritual body, of which we have no experience, we do not know the activities of the spiritual body, and in ignorance we jump from one false platform to another. We act sometimes in relation to the gross body, sometimes in the subtle body. If by Krishna's grace we act in our spiritual body, we can transcend both the gross and subtle bodies. In other words, we can gradually train ourselves to act in terms of the spiritual body. As stated in the Nāyaka Pañcatantra, Rishikena Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. Devotional service means engaging the spiritual body and spiritual senses in the service of the Lord. When we are engaged in such activities, the actions and reactions of the gross and subtle bodies cease. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantapam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, like we are reading in the second chapter of Gita, Ascharyavatma Siddhika Siddhanam, Ascharyavashyanam Srinati, Ascharyatadaiti Janya, Srutvapyanam, Vedana Cheva Kashyat. Krishna himself is saying that some look upon the soul as amazing, some hear about the soul as amazing, and some people discuss about the soul as amazing, and many people, even after hear so much, they cannot understand the soul. So, people debate whether there is soul or not. So through many slokas of this chapter and the purports of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada is elaborating in so many ways how to understand the complete nature of our existence. So, we exist in three planes. One is the gross body and subtle body, and then reality, at the spiritual body. So, the gross body and subtle body are like coverings of the soul. As much as a person wears a banyan and a shirt, too. So similarly, the soul has an underwear and the outer garments. We don't see the underwear, but it is there. We wear. So similarly, with our naked eyes, we see the gross body, that everybody has this knowledge, gross body. But to understand the subtle body, it needs little intelligence. It needs little logic. And it is there. So Prabhupada gives the example, even the gross elements are not seen by us sometimes. Like ether, we say, what are the five gross elements? Earth, water, fire, air and ether. These are the five gross elements. We experience this earth, we can see it, we can touch it. Earth has all the characteristics. What are the characteristics? Is smell, taste, touch, sight, and hearing. So artha we can see it, we can touch it, we can taste it, and sound is transmitted just like something is happening in the ground floor and is making some sounds, and you hear through the building. You can hear through the building. So all five, they are called tanmatras, tactile sensations. So earth has all the five qualities. And as it comes to water, water you can see it, you can taste it, you can touch it, and sound is transmitted through water also. So as the from in the five elements, it starts from subtle to gross. Ether, very subtle. Only because you talk there and I can hear. So what is transmitting the sound? Ether. So you know ether exists. If you make something, it's a airproof, waterproof, airproof. If something is made airproof, then nothing can go inside. Then the property of air will not be manifesting that. So fire, fire, you cannot taste, you cannot touch it because it's like a flame. You touch it and nothing comes in your hand, you know. You cannot, like I take this in my hand, you cannot take fire like that. It needs some container, the fire. So, the point is, we cannot simply foolishly argue with our mundane logic whether the soul is there or not. Just like we recognize the ether from the transmission of the sound, and we recognize air. Can you see the air? You see the effect of the air, no? And the air is flowing and the leaves, the rustling of the leaves, no, rattling of the doors. Then you know that the intensity of the air is high. No? So you cannot directly see the air. This is the effect of the air. So you cannot directly see ether, but you can see the effect of ether. Transmission. Transmission of electromagnetic waves. So by effect we recognize these material elements but still they are subtle. And subtler than the ether, we are talking about mind, intelligence and ego. They are subtler than the ether. That's why we cannot see ghosts, that they are not visible to the gross eyes. A ghost is a subtle body, soul with mind, intelligence and ego. That is called a ghost. Bhut, Pret. But by their activities, how to recognize a Bhut and Pret? Suppose they say, in that abandoned building, there is a ghost. People go and see nothing, but you see some vibration. You see it as a vibration. Or you see it cuts into your mind. You have your subtle body, and you see that somebody is trying to enter you, possess you. People see. I had experience of ghost on 2-3 occasions, you know, when I was in medical college, and also when I was sleeping alone. You know, it was summer, and I went to sleep in an open place in a college. And then, in the middle of the night, I was experienced, someone is sitting on my chest, some figure, some feminine figure or somebody coming and sitting on my chest, very heavy, you know, like if I sit on your chest, that feeling pressure is there, and you see some contact. But it is not like a person walking around. You literally walk, a gross body, but subtle body you can experience. So, soul, it is said, anoraniyam atomayam. Krishna, in his smallest form, is soul. Soul is the very smallest particle. And Krishna in his gross form is Virat Rupa, everywhere. Sarvata Panipadam, Tat Saroksi, Suramukam, Sarvamavati Tishtesu, the 13th chapter, everywhere. Virat Rupa is there. And he is in very small form. That's it is not possible to find the soul with research. You cut it, you do it. People try to capture the soul. Because everybody talks about soul leaving the body. So they said, let us put a dying man in an airtight compartment. How the soul will go. But it is generally like if you make an airtight compartment and nothing can go out. But the soul, no problem. Because it is between the atoms it can go. It will go. So they tried. What happens when a person is dying? Put him in a protected environment. But still the person is dying. And they could not see what is leaving the body. The person is dead. That's why in the 12th chapter it says mudhas, they cannot see the presence of the soul. Utkramantam sitam vapi bunjanam vagana vimudha nanu pashyanti vimudha. If you just use your gross intelligence, jada buddhi, and try to understand everything. This transcendental knowledge our spiritual life, like we are practicing spiritual life, we are practicing bhakti. People ask, Swamiji, you are 30-40 people staying in the temple, no one is having any job or working, so where do you get your maintenance? आपका पैसा किधर से आता है? People want to know. इतना बड़ा चलाते पैसा किधर से आता है? We say we chant Hare Krishna and Krishna is arranging things. You cannot say, like sometimes people try to say, no, you went to that person and he donated you. Today Radha Giridhar Prabhu came from Bombay. And then he said, Maharaj, I made some 8 crores. And I'm thinking of donating at least 50 lakhs to you for your project. Because my money belongs to the trust. And Guruji has made a trust, and everybody, whatever they make money, they should put it. There will be a finance committee, and they will decide whom to help, how much to help, and like that. So it is not really totally in his hands, but he has a good friendship with me, or whatever. So I did not ask him anything. He remembered. He came to Chennai. Oh, Sukadeva Maharaj is near Chennai. Let me go and meet him. So we don't get to meet so often as we were staying together 30 years ago, 25 years ago. We were staying in Bombay, meeting daily. But now almost completely nil, no meeting. So I did not call him, where are you, Prabhuji? Are you in Singapore? Are you in London? Are you in, Silicon Valley. He was talking about Silicon. I was thinking, what is the Silicon Valley? It is a city in the United States. And it is in several times I was trying to figure out what is Silicon Valley. So it's a place. So I don't have to find out where he is there, because I don't have anything to do with him. We have things going on, he is busy with his things going on. But because there is super soul. Super soul, Smriti Jnanam Apohanancha, Smriti. Smriti means Yardas, memory, Jnana, intelligence, and Apohana. Apohana is forgetfulness. So I'm telling you, we all want to be successful in life. We have many plans, either material or spiritual. Devotees have spiritual plans. I want to do this for Krishna. I want to do that for Krishna and like that. So, and you want money. You want manpower. So if you just chase people, if Krishna's sanction is not there, you go to 100,000 people. The success formula is, you do your sadhana nicely, you pray to Krishna, don't be a beggar before people, just you be a beggar before Krishna. You go to him and you fervently, you pour out your heart before Krishna and tell him. And then you go out to do your preaching. We should not say, where are you going? I'm going for fundraising. What is this? You should always say, where are you going? Means I'm going out for preaching. I'm going out for book distribution. And it's up to Krishna how much Lakshmi he wants to send. You pray to Krishna, and you have many desires for Krishna, and then you go out and you preach to people how they are in need of devotional service to become happy in life, to have all their needs fulfilled. all their desires fulfilled. They should practice bhakti. So suddenly he called up and said, I'm coming to Chennai. I'm wondering if you are there. If you are there, I would like to come. Then he told these things. So the point is, soul or God, they are of same nature, spiritual nature. So you cannot see soul with your physical eyes, you cannot see God, but it needs purified intelligence. That is what we are doing. By doing sadhana, we have intelligence, we have mind, but this is contaminated, gross. So we want to purify. That means we should have faith in the process. You wonder, what is this purifying the mind? What is this? Suppose somebody has a cigarette habit, somebody is a cruel person, cruel nature, and how to transform him, how to change him. So when you chant Hare Krishna, your criminal nature will be gone. You chant Hare Krishna, you are wise, bad habit will be gone. You don't believe that, how to change oneself. But our Vedas, they give what is called meditation, transcendental meditation, by certain pure vibrations which are powerful. You can drive away, you can subdue, you can transform your thoughts. We call it replacement. No, we have many uncontrolled, dirty, materialistic thoughts. And you cannot replace your materialistic thought with another materialistic thought. That's what people are doing. I want to be peaceful. Where you will get peace? Just by sitting like that, you will get peace or what? If you want peace, you should know how to drive away these agitating ideas. Everybody is hoping for peace. If only I can sit peacefully, how can I be joyful without tension? Unless you come to a spiritual platform, there cannot be peace. There cannot be happiness. So that's why it is a great science. The spiritual science is a great science, because it is a subtle science. People who are very gross, they cannot accept, they cannot appreciate. So it needs some association. When you live with saintly people, that just like here, Krishna, for so many slokas, Krishna is explaining dream, subtle body, you know, how we get into newer bodies. In so many slokas we have been reading for the last almost like 10 days, we are talking about the subtle body, how it goes into another body. And what is the subtle body? Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun, we are reading all that. So it's a great, so Prabhupada said, we are not telling dogmatic, we are not talking sentimental, we are not fanatical, but our great acharyas have given voluminous, a lot of, like Prabhupada had written 18 volumes. Read it. By the time you complete it, your mind will be washed and you will become a very nice devotee. Just by reading. By reading, get knowledge. By reading, you will be purified. Chanting Hare Krishna purifies by reading Bhagavatam class. Reading Bhagavatam or attending Bhagavatam class. But, either Krishna's name are about Krishna, or the knowledge given by Krishna. If you read Bhagavad Gita, just by reading it, very powerful knowledge, and then your mind becomes corrected. You will begin to come into shape. So this is called subtle science. Subtle science means by certain sound vibrations, transcendental sounds. Don't consider Hare Krishna as ordinary. Suppose there is some name, you tell some Western names, it's Fidel Castro, some name, the Cuban president, Fidel Castro, there are some guy like that. Or recently, one great leader died, Nelson Mandela, he died. But don't consider Nelson Mandela and Fidel Castro and Krishna and Rama. No, Krishna and Rama names are extraordinary. They can do total transformation of your life. From a poor man, it can make you a very rich man. Just you chant Hare Krishna. You're a dull man, you'll become a very intelligent man. It doesn't take many, many years and years of reading. No, just chant Hare Krishna. So that's why Prabhupada was very compassionate that to change people and to change the trend of the society is simply very easy, provided your faith that such things are there, and you try. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Girandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sanketan ki.